hear your club and concert listings for this upcoming week on Monday, June the 16th. Emmylou Harris is at Massey Hall at 8 p.m. CKMS's The Rock Show and Friends present District with Christian Zook and Mary 5E at the Mongolian Grill at 9 p.m. Joseph Rosen is performing on clarinet with Cheryl Duval on piano and Amber Gent on cello at the Kitchener-Waterloo Chamber Music Society Music Room at 8 p.m. And there's a fingerstyle cafe featuring Sean Trotter at the Acoustic Guitar Gallery at 7:30 p.m. and that's in Kitchener. On Tuesday, June the 17th, Irina Muresanu with Michael Lewin on violin and piano are at the Kitchener-Waterloo Chamber Music Society Music Room at 8 p.m. Kensington Market is releasing a CD at Hughes Room at 8 p.m. And the Spirits are at the Starlight at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, June the 18th, the Dave Matthews Band is at the Molson Amphitheatre at 7 p.m. Stevie Nicks is at Casino Rama at 8 p.m. Il Scarlet and Daniel Wellesley are at Elements. Melody Unwinding is at the Circus Room. And 222 is having a CD release with Mike Elviano at the Church Theatre in St. Jacobs at 7 p.m. On Thursday, June the 19th, there's a Songwriter's Circle with Ben Rollo, Mike Todd, and Alistair Bradley at Centre in the Square at 8 p.m. CKMS's The Rock Show and Friends present Goodnight Gotham with Todd Donald at the Circus Room in Kitchener at 9 p.m. And Revival Deer with King Roller is at the Starlight at 9 p.m. And this is an all-ages show. Bachman and Cummings with Kim Mitchell are at the Molson Amphitheatre at 8 p.m. Passenger Action is at the Wrong Bar in Toronto. And Joe Rosen is performing on clarinet with the Windermere String Quartet at the Kitchener-Waterloo Chamber Music Society Music Room at 8 p.m. On Friday, June the 20th, Deathlock with Chimera and Soyent Green are at Cool House. Doors open at 7 p.m. Elliot Brood is releasing a CD at the Horseshoe in Toronto. The Rotten Suicide Pilots and Broadcast Zero are at the Circus Room. Dave Young is performing at the Perimeter Institute at 8 p.m. And Self-Cynic with Aaron Powell is at the Boathouse at 9 p.m. That's it for your club and concert listings for this upcoming week. Hope it's a great one. If you need this information and more, please check out our website at www.ckmsfm.ca.
Good afternoon and welcome to Visions in Sound. My name is Rob Daniels. Well, this week's show is about the Green Goliath himself, the Hulk, who is also being on the big screen this week, but is also celebrating 30 years on the small screen. First, though, a little history of the Hulk. Well, Stan Lee loved the story of Frankenstein, the misunderstood monster, and it was that story that inspired Lee to write about the Hulk. During the experimental detonation of a gamma bomb, scientist Bruce Banner rushes to save a teenager who has driven into the testing field. Pushing the teen, Rick Jones, into a trench, Banner himself is caught in the blast, absorbing massive amounts of radiation. He awakens later in an infirmary, seeming relatively unscathed, but that night transforms into a lumbering gray form that breaks through the walls and escapes. A soldier in the ensuing search party dubs the otherwise unidentified creature as a Hulk. The Hulk debuted in The Incredible Hulk number 1 in May of 1963. In the first issue, the Hulk was gray. Now, writer and Marvel editor-in-chief Stan Lee had wanted a color that did not suggest a particular ethnic group. Colorist Stan Goldberg, however, had problems with the gray coloring, resulting in different shades of gray and even green. In the issue, Stan Lee picked the uncommon color of green from issue number 2 from July 1962 on. The Hulk's skin was green. Now, green was used in the retellings of the origin, even to the point of reprints of the original story being recolored for almost for the next 2 decades. Well, the original series was canceled after 6 issues, with the finale covered dated March 1963. The character immediately guest starred in Fantastic Four number 12 in March of 1963, and months later became a founding member of the Avengers, apparently in just the first 2. He then guest starred in The Amazing Spider-Man number 14 in July of 1964. In 1966, the Canadian animation company Grantray Lawrence Animation, based out of Toronto, produced the Marvel Superheroes, featuring 5 Marvel characters: Captain America, the Incredible Hulk, the Invincible Iron Man, the Mighty Thor, and Prince Namor, the Submariner. Now, for those that are curious, Grantray Lawrence also did the Spider-Man cartoon, but that did not come out until 1967. Although the animation was considered subpar, the shows were popular and brought the Marvel Universe to a wider audience. Now, several years would pass before the Hulk would be seen again on the small screen. 1977's Hulk TV series would star Bill Bixby as David Banner, and Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. This 1977 pilot would go on into a full series, which premiered in 1978 and would end in 1982. Well, first up is the pilot of the show. Now, David Banner, Kenneth Johnson, creator of the series, didn't like the name Bruce. A research scientist who is haunted by the death of his wife, whom he couldn't save in a car accident, is researching how to tap the hidden reserves of the incredible strength all humans have. While investigating episodes of people who have displayed such strength under times of great stress, he discovered that each one of them coincided with a solar flare spike of gamma radiation. Convinced by the link, Banner decides to put it to the test when he deliberately doses himself with gamma radiation. Unknown to him, the machine was modified to give a far higher dose than he anticipated. While there was no immediate effect, that soon changes when, on the way home, he's forced to change a tire in the rain. He injures himself, and the resulting anger and frustration transforms him into the massively powerful Hulk. Now, music for the series was composed by the late, great Joe Harnell, and recently some of the music for the series has been released, including the full score for the pilot. Now, if you're interested, you might want to check out the joeharnell.com for the music available for purchase online there. The series music you'll hear is from various episodes of the series, but we'll start off with the music from the pilot series, The Hulk.
Thank you.
And with a little bit of the music from the 1977 pilot episode of The Incredible Hulk, that's music by Joe Harnell. Well, if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. You can also try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound as we're looking at the music from the TV series The Hulk, or The Incredible Hulk. Now, The Incredible Hulk was extremely popular with fans, although some were unhappy that the series was not faithful to the comic book. The Hulk did not grow when angry, and the Hulk was mute. And Kenneth Johnson, the creator of the series, would also have debates with Stan Lee as to why the Hulk was green. The normal color associated with rage was red. So, it was the Hulk envious or whatever. Anyway. However, Johnson was not going to push the matter, as he'd already been able to change Bruce Banner's name to David. Although, if you've seen the episode, you'd know that it's David Bruce Banner. It's middle name. Anyway, so a second pilot or TV movie was made called A Death in the Family. Now, this premiered on November 27th, 1977, set a few weeks after the original pilot episode. This time, David Banner tries to figure out why, when he's under stress or pressure, he turns into a violent green monster. This particular episode was called A Death in the Family. This is music by Joe Harnell.
We've received messages from their spaceships. Contact with us by radio. Contact with us by radio. Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer.
CKMS 100.3 FM.
5 years I've waited for this experience.
And ending, as most of the episodes did, with David Banner walking along the road thumbing it. This is the Lonely Man theme that's written by Joe Harnell. So with a little bit of music from the episode, made-for-TV movie, actually the second pilot, you could say, is A Death in the Family. That's music, of course, by Joe Harnell. Now, welcome back to Visions in Sound as we are looking at the music to the television series The Incredible Hulk. Well, The Incredible Hulk series began on March 10th, 1978. The first season ran only 10 episodes, probably due to the fact that it was a mid-season replacement. However, the show would get a full season 2 and begin with a two-part episode called Married. Marriott Hartley would guest star as David's intended. David Benton contacts Dr. Carolyn Field, about her new form of hypnotic therapy. When he finds out that she is terminally ill, he decides to help her with her own medical expertise. With his own medical expertise, and reveals his secret identity to her, which usually happens in these weird kind of superhero films. Anyway, in part two of the show, David and Carolyn marry in Hawaii and continue to work to find a cure for both of their afflictions in a race against time. So here is music from the episode Married, a special two-parter, back in just a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you.
And with a little bit of music from the two-part episode of The Incredible Hulk called Married. That's music by, of course, Joe Harnell. Well, if you're interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. You can also try me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Well, the show would continue for three more seasons and would feature various amounts of episodes, some good, well, some not so good. Featured in this portion of the program are excerpts from three episodes. Homecoming, an episode from season three in 1979, where Bruce returns home, only to find his sister having trouble with a land developer. It's not always the case. And a two-part season four opener called Prometheus, where the Hulk saves a blind woman, or Bruce saves a blind, or David in this case saves a blind woman, and a strange meteor crash lands, and he is caught in mid-transformation between Hulk and David Banner. And a group called Project Prometheus finds him and some other strange things. And finally, before getting close to the end of the program, is a mid-season four episode called Goodbye, Eddie Kane, done in sort of a film noir style, as an encounter with the Hulk is described through another's eyes. So up first is some music from Homecoming, Prometheus, and then Goodbye, Eddie Kane. And I'll be back in just a little bit. This is music by Joe Harnell. And remembering that this show was originally started in the late 70s. That's music by Joe Harnell from the Incredible Hulk TV program. Well, welcome back to Visions and Sound as we are looking at the music of the Green Goliath, the Hulk. Well, in 1981, with a major entertainment union strike on the horizon, the production team continued filming episodes for the fifth season, directly upon completion of the fourth. However, with seven of these episodes, quote, in the can, CBS canceled the show due to a slight change in the ratings and budget. Rumors were also going around at the time that Bill Bixby's contract was up and that he wanted to move on. Bixby had also wanted to see his character being cured from being the Hulk, which I guess would have kind of killed the series. Also, both executive producer Kenneth Johnson and producer Nicholas Correa had gone to Harvey Shepard, who was the president of CBS at the time, to ask for a clearance to shoot 9 unfilmed scripts for the series to give the show a mid-season run. That never happened. It would be almost 6 years before the Hulk would return to live-action TV. In the meantime, in 1981, the animated Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends would premiere. And the following season, in 1982, after a very popular guest appearance by the Hulk would get his own animated series back-to-back with Spider-Man. The animated series would run until 1986. While in 1988 to 1990, would see a series of Hulk made-for-TV movies, such as The Return of the Incredible Hulk, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk, that would feature two other Marvel superhero characters, Thor and Daredevil, and finally, The Death of the Incredible Hulk. However, this would not be the last we would see of the Hulk. Ang Lee's 2003 live-action Hulk film would receive mixed reviews, mostly bad due to the lack of Hulk smash and the fact that moviegoers said that the Hulk looked fake, comparing him to the character Shrek, and the comic book frame-style editing didn't make too many fans either. Canadian-born composer Michael Dana was supposed to compose the music for this film, but the score was replaced last minute by Danny Elfman. Now, in a strange twist, a sequel and a reboot of the series, similar to what producers did with Batman Begins, this year sees The Incredible Hulk hit the big screens again, this time with Edward Norton as Bruce Banner. Composer Craig Armstrong is doing the music for this film. Now, in a nod to the TV series, Joe Harnell's Lonely Man theme will make an appearance on the score. Well, that's all for me this week. I hope you've enjoyed this this look at some of the music of the Hulk TV series on this 30th anniversary. I'll be back next week with more Visions and Sound, and I'll also end off this week with the familiar Lonely Man theme from at first heard in the pilot episode. So like I said, I'll be back next week with more Visions and Sound.